Okay, we're on.
Chair Hoft is running just a little bit late, so we'll go ahead and get started. If we want to go ahead and start the flag salute, Supervisor Valenzuela, will you lead us in the flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chaplain.
Heavenly Father, we gather today to do business in the county. We thank you for those who have been elected to serve us. We thank you for the community participation. Father, we're grateful for those who work and every day to make this a better place for all of us to live. We need to recognize those who step forward and we encourage them. We encourage all. In the proceedings today, Father, we just ask that there be the importance of integrity and understanding, encouragement of one another, hard decisions that need to be made to move the county forward. We pray for each supervisor and the decisions that they need to make based upon what they know and understand. Father, in all of these things, we are blessed to live in America, to have a government that is representative, and that we can be part of that. And we give you thanks for all your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Roll call, Wendy.
All right, let me make my little announcement first. Today, the board will be meeting as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District County Service Area for an in-home supportive services public authority and receives no additional compensation. Okay, Supervisor Valenzuela?
I'm here.
We know Supervisor Ogren is in today.
Correct.
She's not in today?
She's not in today.
She's
correct.
Out. Okay. Supervisor Kobsev?
Here.
Supervisor Harris?
Present.
And Haupt is delayed. All right.
All right, we'll move on to presentations from the public. I have a couple blue cards here. If you have a public comment, there are blue cards right up here on the front, if you can fill one out and hand it in. First public comment is Leticia Guerrero.
The public presentation part.
Oh, and this time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board.
All right, thank you. Thank you, board. Good morning. My name is Leticia Guerrero for the record. I'm here today on behalf of the IHSS workers in Siskiyou County. Siskiyou County is the only county in California that pays IHSS workers minimum wage. We're just here to come in agreement with the fact finder who recommended $1.10 an hour raise. He recognized this need and we're urging you guys to do the same. There's a problem with the current rate. It's causing a caregiver shortage. It's threatening the safety of over 530 elderly and disabled residents, leaving them with unused hours for care. Siskiyou is facing a care crisis. When caregivers are paid just $16.90 an hour, they leave for better jobs to go elsewhere. This leaves our elderly and disabled residents without the care that they need to live safely at home. There is a real solution to this problem. Adopting the report will help retain workers. It is not just a budget decision, it is a safety decision to prevent our most vulnerable neighbors from being forced into expensive, unsafe institutions. Please support our caregivers, members of the board. You have an opportunity to make history and fix a long-standing crisis. The fact-finding process highlighted that our current path is unsustainable. We all know this. With over 470 workers providing care for over 530 residents, this workforce is crucial to Siskiyou's infrastructure. Adopting the $1.10 raise is the first step toward retaining these caregivers. Most of this funding comes from the state and the federal sources, not just the county. We are here to urge you to adopt the recommendation and finally invest in your local caregivers' workforce, and we know that you can do it. So I heard the prayer this morning, and I'm a woman of faith, and I'm a woman that believes that we can do great things as a community if we come together and rise up to the occasion. And these caregivers have been coming in and for a couple of years now in this process, and so we're very hopeful today that we can make something happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Monica Bermudez. Apologize, I didn't expect a 30-minute delay on Highway 3 this morning. Getting here. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, supervisors. My name is Monica Bermudez. I'm with the SEIU 2015 member here in Siskiyou County. I was an IHSS care provider for my father until he recently passed away. Today you have a chance to give care providers the dignity and respect they deserve. We are the only county in the entire state that doesn't have an IHSS contract, and we are still only getting paid minimum wage. This is ridiculous and unfair, but today at this meeting you have the opportunity to fix this. The fact-finding chair has offered their guidance. They are recommending that the county offer IHSS providers an additional wage supplement of $1.10 an hour. Do the right thing by our community and approve this recommendation. We need immediate relief. The increase in gas prices is making it harder to do our job caring for seniors and people with disabilities. Driving all the way to Rodrigo or Mount Chester to care for our clients is more expensive than ever. I ask that you approve this guidance and finally give care providers the contract they need. We have to provide caregivers with a fair wage because there is a huge need for care services in Siskiyou County itself. If you don't give IHSS workers the wages they need to make their ends meet, people will leave the program and we won't attract new care providers. Do the right thing and adopt this recommendation. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Next I have Austin Broman.
Browder. Yeah, that was quick.
Sorry. Couldn't quite read that. Right.
Oh, I apologize. Good morning. My name is Austin. I am the director of the Siskiyou Humane Society located down in Mount Shasta.
Austin, we need your full name for the record.
Austin Browder. B-R-O-W-D-E-R.
Thank you.
I just wanted to just briefly introduce myself and the organization. And I see Brian's on here too. Hi, Brian. So we are completely locally funded. We are not affiliated with any kind of financial or structural ties with any humane societies or national organizations. Last time I checked, we were the only rescue in the county to take 100% of our animals from Siskiyou only. Cats and dogs and rabbits and birds and everything else. Let's see, last year alone we had 700 animals find homes. 400 spay and neuter vouchers were handed out to low-income families. 700 vaccines were administered through our low-cost, no-cost vaccine clinics. And hundreds of families were helped through our pet food pantry. We had one in Wairika and one in Mount Shasta. I'm not going to take up too much more time. We remain committed to dog safety and education in our school systems, and we remain committed to public safety. Anybody up here want to talk to me afterwards, want my cell phone number, welcome to have it. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. I have no more blue cards anymore. Public comment from the audience? Any online?
Showing none online.
All right, then I'll move to the consent agenda, item 5. Wishes of the board.
Move to approve.
Second.
Wendy.
Ready. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Kobzer?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye. Item 6A, County Administration. Proclamation recognizing Tanya Dowes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah.
It's for me?
Good morning. So I get to read the proclamation from the Board of Supervisors for the 2026 California Woman of the Year, Tanya Douse. She's the executive director for our Siskiyou County Economic Development Council. So congratulations, first off.
Thank you.
Whereas Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors is proud to recognize individuals whose dedication and leadership contribute meaningful to the strength and vitality of our communities. And whereas Tanya Douse was honored as 2026 California Woman of the Year by California Legislative Women's Caucus with the award presented in Sacramento on March 16th, 2026, signed by Assemblymember Heather Hadwick. And whereas this prestigious recognition celebrates Tanya Douse alongside countless extraordinary women who have shaped our state and county's collective past through dedication and perseverance. And whereas Tanya Douse has served as the executive director of the Siskiyou County Economic Development Council since 2005, and has led the Discover Siskiyou program since its inception in 2015, playing a key role in advancing tourism and economic development throughout the region. And whereas through her leadership, Ms. Douse has successfully guided collaboration among lodging property owners to establish the Tourism Improvement District, strengthening Siskiyou County's tourism economy and regional identity. And whereas with over two decades of experience in economic and community development, Ms. Douse has consistently demonstrated exceptional leadership, strategic vision, and a commitment to representing Siskiyou County at the state level. And whereas her work in marketing, analysis, administration, and partnership building has significantly benefited Siskiyou County and its communities. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors does hereby recognize and congratulate Tanya Douse on being named 2026 California Women of the Year and commends her for her outstanding contributions to the Siskiyou County and the state of California. And it's passed and adopted this day of April 21st, 2026.
We do need a motion to make that official.
And I make the motion to approve.
All righty, Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Kobzeff.
Yes.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
And Supervisor Hupp.
Aye.
Thank you.
Any others?
Yes, again. Tanya, it's an honor and well deserved. I've known you for so long that all the work that, you know, as you know, it can be a grind, but you stay with it. I appreciate all that you do for the county.
You're not retiring, are you?
No.
So I'm going to make sure. Well, congratulations. I'm here again. So me and Siskiyou County recognized statewide. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Congratulations. Definitely well deserved.
Congratulations again. Siskiyou County is always 58th in everything, it seems like, across the board. And you brought us to number one, at least in this. So I appreciate your work. I mean, I've been very supportive of EDC and the work that you do there and working with you. Glad you're not retiring. You're too young for that, so keep going. And congratulations on your new facility that you're housed in for EDC. So again, thank you.
Thank you. So, Joanne Johnson, Project Coordinator for County Administration. We're going to have a few people come up and speak about time.
Oh, you're going to speak?
Oh, is that what they're about? Are you going to speak?
No, I was taking photos.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I misunderstood. Okay, so we'll do photos in a moment during our break.
Okay,
we'll
do. Thank
so,
you very much.
Do you want to take a picture?
Yeah, one,
two, three.
We have another
one. Okay, all right.
And then I guess I'll leave now.
Oh, we got more.
Okay. Yeah.
We have another recognition to do. 6B. Good morning.
Good morning. Haley Hudson, Deputy County Administrator.
The Siskiyou Peak of Excellence program celebrates individuals who exemplify outstanding commitment, accountability, collaboration, positivity, and adaptability, fostering a culture of excellence and continuous improvement. The award recognizes employees who go above and beyond in demonstrating these values, and I am proud to present the first quarter of the 2026 Peak of Excellence Award to Elizabeth Johnson of the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Department.
Great.
Presenting Elizabeth with her certificate and her token of appreciation at a later date. But Under Sheriff Randall is here today and he would like to say a few words.
Okay.
Good morning. Under Sheriff Randall, Siskiyou County Sheriff's Department. I got to listen to this award or hear that Elizabeth was going to get this just the other day when I came back from vacation. And I know that everybody can hear and appreciate that it's easy to get lost in the day-to-day operations and overlook some things, especially the good things. We focus on the negative things. But one thing about Elizabeth is she's been a solid foundation for our fiscal team since I've known her. She's always been dependable, reliable, always going out of her way to try and help out in any way that she can. And no disrespect to our other fiscal ladies. Our fiscal team is very strong, but they would not be nearly as strong without Elizabeth here. So this is a long overdue award, and much appreciated that she's being recognized, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, she has no speech. You don't get to disappear. Through the proclamation.
All right, whereas the Siskiyou Peak of Excellence program is established to honor employees who demonstrate outstanding commitment, accountability, collaboration, positivity, and adaptability, fostering a culture of excellence and continuous improvement within our organization and community. And whereas such recognition is given to employees meeting the criteria of the program, and whereas the Peak of Excellence Review Committee has considered all current nominations for the Siskiyou County Peak of Excellence Employee of the Quarter, and whereas Elizabeth has been nominated for this quarterly Employee Excellence Award because of her commitment, accountability, and adaptability. And whereas Elizabeth Rose Johnson currently works as a staff services analyst with the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Department, her consistent presence both in the office and in the field, specifically during local disasters, reflects a deep sense of responsibility and commitment to the mission. She is known for her proactive approach to work, streamlining processes for increased productivity, ensuring deliverables meet compliancy standards, positioning the Sheriff's Office for future success. In addition to her core responsibilities, Elizabeth has taken remarkable initiative in strengthening the organization as a whole. She has played a key role in training new entry-level hires, generously sharing her knowledge and setting a standard of excellence for others to follow. Her commitment to cross-training has further enhanced the agency's ability to serve the public and increase peer retention. Elizabeth is an incredibly versatile team member, always ready to assist wherever needed. Much of her work occurs behind the scenes, yet its impact is deeply felt across the organization. Her dedication, initiative, and quiet leadership embody the true spirit of excellence. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors do hereby proclaim Elizabeth Johnson as the recipient of the Peak of Excellence Award for Quarter 1 in 2026 in recognition of her outstanding contributions to the county, her dedication to excellence, and her unwavering commitment to the betterment of our community. Be it further proclaimed that Siskiyou County extends its sincere appreciation for the contributions that she has made in the course of her career with Siskiyou County. Elizabeth's example inspires all who have the privilege of working alongside her. Passed and adopted unanimously by the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors at a regular meeting of said board held on the 21st day of April 2026.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll second.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Costa?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye. You know, I didn't have much comment on this one, but I just want to Thank you for doing this, the Peak of Excellence Award. We have a lot of great employees in this county, and they're hidden in places that we often don't see. We see directors and department heads all the time in front of the board, but the people that make this county work are often not seen. And thank you for your service to the county and your superior performance based on this excellent award. Appreciate it.
So if I could just follow up real quick, you know, I pride myself on going to a lot of the different departments, whatever, but you know, we have more employees than I'm ever going to get a chance to meet individually. So it's great to see people who are working really behind the scenes, doing great work. And we need to recognize these people in and out. So thank you for doing this. Thank you, Yulee.
Amazing job. Congratulations. Again, another well-deserved thing. I don't know how many times you've taken my fingerprints, but it's been a few.
Picture two?
She knows.
I think I get counsel to look into that.
You do have the right to remain silent.
I think we have a motion and a second.
We did.
And we have an absent supervisor.
You took a vote, didn't you?
What?
Did you take
the
vote?
I took the vote, yes.
We did?
Yeah, we're all done.
Yeah. Where was I?
Stuck in traffic.
Still on Highway 3.
I think they wanted to take a break, though, to do some photos.
Right now? All right. We're going to take a break for photos.